Here's a thought I'll title, Identification is not the same as understanding. I bring this up in relationship to a photography podcast because of the way so many photographers title their images. Merced River, Yosemite, 1998, that kind of thing. But I want to illustrate this point by reaching back into my youth, when in my teenage years, I was so interested in protozoology and the world I could see in the microscope. I loved discovering that little world in there that's so invisible unless you have the right microscopic tool to observe it. And then it just becomes fascinating to me that these creatures exist on a scale that you and I are oblivious to. I don't know. Maybe it was just a youthful fantasy. But nonetheless, looking back on it, I realize now that I spent the majority of my time trying to identify what I was seeing. I had all kinds of books on taxonomy that would help me identify these creatures, and somehow naming them seemed to be the crux of the idea. Once I had named a creature, and I kept little 3x5 note cards and my rough little hand sketches of them, I thought I had accomplished what I needed to accomplish relative to that creature, an amoeba or a paramecium or whatever. Looking back on all of that, however, I realized that naming them was very shallow knowledge compared to observing their behavior, learning how they lived, learning how they died, learning how they related to one another, and the complex ecology that's required to keep them alive, yet at the same time so universal that you can find the same protozoa almost anywhere on the planet. I've come to realize that identification and naming something is not the same as understanding it. So when I see a lovely photograph of a flower blossom, and the title of the image tells me the name of the flower blossom, I don't feel like I've gained very much. As a matter of fact, it might be known as a completely different name in a different language. Very rarely would I see a photographer, for example, use the official scientific Latin name for a blossom. Either way, whether it's a scientific Latin name or a common name in the language you speak, it's still just a name. It doesn't tell me much about it. And for some reason, I feel exactly the same way about travel portraits, for example. When I see a lovely photograph of a travel portrait, it is so often the person lined up against a wall or a fence or some background that simplifies the photographic composition, and we get maybe the name of the person or maybe the location where the photograph was made, but that's about it. I would propose that in photography, photographing a thing is not as meaningful as photographing the thing and its relationships to the world. I've said many times before that a successful portrait is not just one that shows us how someone looked at the moment we released the shutter, but all the other aspects of the photograph, the background, the clothing, the weather, everything tells us something about who this person is and the life they lead. And that's a lot more informative and a lot more meaningful than just a location and date. So all of that begs the question, what are we trying to accomplish with our photographs? Are we trying to accomplish identification? If so, then a simple title like Merced River, Yosemite, 1998 is maybe all that's needed, because we've now identified what the viewer will look at. But notice what's missing from all of that, why the photographer wants you to look at it, what they think is the important aspects of what you will understand by looking at their photograph. There's so much more to life, there's so much more to communication than merely naming things. Naming is an easy thing to do in our titles and captions and even our introductory artist statements. But addressing the question why, is much more difficult and much more rewarding. And when a photograph asks questions or illustrates relationships, when, in other words, it pauses us to stop and think rather than to catalog and file away, then a photograph succeeds on a much higher plane than it does with simple identification that doesn't really depart anything of value to us as viewers. This is one area in which I think the photographic metaphor really comes into its own. Photography, being a non-verbal form of art media, has a difficult time describing relationships, but it can be done visually nonetheless. And metaphor is one of the best ways I know to do that. To me, the operative question in photographic artwork has never been what something is, but rather the question why, and all the variations of that question that lead us to deeper and true understanding.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.